This is a great thing. We have Patricia Marks on from The New Yorker, and she wrote a thing called Pets Allowed in The New Yorker recently. And it's about, the, you know, if you need a pet to get through life, there's a big trend now. I don't know, it's big in New York, maybe more than anywhere, but where if you need a pet can help you get through emotional distress and depression and other things. And she did an amazing thing on it for The New Yorker. We have her on the line with us right now. Patricia Marks, how are you?
How am I? I'm fine.
Oh, good.
If I'm the person who was asked.
Yes.
Okay, I'm fine.
You're fine? Okay. Do you have some sort of need for an animal for various emotional states that you have?
No, I think I was assigned this piece because I don't like animals. I mean, as a citizen, I like the medium rare.
Spoken like a Marx, I have to say.
Yes. I had a pet. I had a German Shepherd when I was growing up named Karl Marx.
Yes. Oh, of course. And?
But I know a lot of people who need animals and probably hate me for exposing.
Yeah.
The racket.
Yeah, this is a wonderful story. It kind of hurts my feelings to know that you were assigned it and that you didn't go out there and come up with this idea and actually, because you went around New York and Boston, I guess, with every sort of animal to see if you could get in under what's it called? Emotional what?
Emotional support animal. I was going to Noah's Ark. I took them all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went. I took in order of likely that they would go to the bathroom, I guess, on something they shouldn't have. I took a large turtle to a museum that didn't allow children, but apparently allowed turtles, and I took it for manicure. But all the turtle lovers objected to my taking it for a manicure. We didn't actually put polish in there. So I took a pig on a plane. I took an alpaca to Frederick Church's historic home. I took a snake to Chanel in the movies.
Yeah.
I took a turkey on a very super luxury jitney to the Hamptons and to Cats of Delhi for a turkey sandwich.
Okay, that's good.
That's not even the joke part.
Yeah. It's good stuff. And this was all. These are all your ideas. But were you comfortable with the animals just as animals, as far as comfort goes?
What do you mean? As opposed to what? As animals, they were
fine. As opposed to other people, I guess. I don't know what I meant by that.
Oh,
really.
No, they were fine. Yeah. The turkey was a little difficult. The alpaca, it didn't really like me. I mean, it sort of semi-hated me, I would say.
Yeah.
I tried to take an ostrich, and I have a friend who has an ostrich, and he said if he lent me an ostrich, he'd have to lend me an ambulance because they're vicious.
Oh, they are?
They never, really? I never got an ostrich, now.
Yeah. Well, they say the llamas spit, too, though, don't they?
Not at humans. Or not at me. They kick. They kick. And I took one into Frederick Church's historic home called Olana in Hudson, New York, and sensibly, I was told that animals weren't allowed in this museum because they have thousands of historic items. And I was really relieved. And then when the alpaca and I were browsing in the gift shop, the museum director excitedly ran in and said they'd called Albany, which is kind of like they sounded like they'd called the White House, and got a pardon and I could come in. And I wasn't relieved to hear that I could bring my livestock that could spit at art objects and kick and break all these objects could go in. But we went in and it didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything, even in the gift shop.
So then we looked for a bar to take it to, but we couldn't find one that was like.
Yes, go on.
Yeah, what else did I take?
Can we just back up just a second here? No, I want to get to all the people maybe don't understand. How can you do that? I mean, is there something in the law that says you can take an animal if you need it anywhere?
I broke the law. I broke the law at every possible way I could. There is a law that lets you bring a service animal into pretty much anywhere. I mean, they have the keys to the city.
Right.
And service dogs are trained animals. Really, the law limits them to dogs. It used to say miniature horses could be service dogs, but now it's just dogs. and they're trained to help people who are disabled function in life.
Yeah.
But nobody really knows the difference between emotional support animals and service dogs. An emotional support animal is an untrained companion. It's kind of like a blankie, and it's legitimate. And I know there are a lot of people say, but I need my emotional support animal. And those people do, but the other people don't. And so the laws say that you can bring an emotional support animal with a therapist letter onto a plane, or it can live with you in not pet-friendly housing.
Ah.
But luckily for the people who want to break the law, nobody knows the law. So you can, if you just say, I have this letter, you can go anywhere.
Yeah. And that law, wasn't that law, that housing law was under the Nixon administration, wasn't it, as I recall? The big housing.
Oh, I didn't study that. Yeah, that sounds right. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. Well, he did housing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
It's even
That's
more cool.
That's why we don't completely dislike him, right?
No, yeah, that and going to China. And Pat saying Chinese food was wonderful in China.
Right. She was right.
Yeah. But all right, so the question arises, and I say I want to take my Puggle because I'm emotionally dependent, which is actually true in my case.
Wait, what are you going to take?
Puggle. I have a Puggle.
Okay, yeah, not a Puddle. Okay.
Not a Puddle. Boy, if you get dependent on Puddles or something, that'd be a whole different ballgame. Another law covers that problem.
Right.
My
this
Puggle.
This is a bad phone connection humor.
That's okay. Yeah, it works better than what I try when
Puggle.
I try to do it. Yeah. What was I saying? I was going to say, how do I get the letter? I guess I have to go to a therapist then and say emotionally dependent on my Puggle?
No. Do you have any money? You pay money. You have Google. You look up some therapist. You pay about $150.
Okay.
And I did this for the snake.
Yeah.
And I prepared, as if I was taking an exam. I came up with this harrowing story about how when I was 5, I fell into a pond and there was a snake and I held on to the snake and forevermore I need a snake. And then I learned everything there was about snakes.
Ah.
And I paid $150. I talked to my therapist in California and she said, have you been anxious in the last 2 weeks? And then she gave me the letter. And the letter is pretty funny and I photoshopped out whatever, the animal du jour. If I needed, like, the alpaca, I just photoshopped in alpaca.
Might some of the references to a snake not apply to the alpaca, though? And or don't you get down in about details about the animal?
You could say they didn't even apply to the snake, in a way.
Yeah.
I'll read you a little.
Okay.
And just fill in whatever animal you want, like rhinoceros. I'll go with hippopotamus. Miss Marks has been a... Let's see where the good part is. Miss Marks has a hippopotamus that provides significant emotional support and ameliorates the severity of symptoms, blah, blah, blah. Without the companionship support and caretaking activities of her hippopotamus, her mental health and daily activity. Anyway, it goes on about my hippopotamus snake.
Yeah.
So you just say, I need to take this animal here, like on a boat or the museum, and they say animals aren't allowed, and you say, but I have a letter. And they say, oh, she has a letter. Oh, I understand. Okay. And they let you.
All right. She has a letter. Couldn't
that's
you
all
just,
you have to do.
Couldn't you just forge a letter to begin with? I mean, why,
they're not, well, basically, that's what I did. Yeah.
But I mean, save $150, you know what your problems are. Anyway.
Well, I'll give you mine, and you can just...
It's probably very similar, I think. Some anxiety.
There's a kind of some fraudulent paraphernalia that makes it kind of easier. You can go online and get, like, a badge. It looks like a Girl Scout badge or something, or a vest that says emotional support animal or service dog or whatever you want it to say.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of those. And I just stapled them onto the harness of the turkey or the turtle.
Of the animals that you took, a wide variety, obviously, was there one actually that you did find offer some emotional support for you?
Oh, God, no. I will say the pig.
The pig.
If you want to feel like...
Pig is
Beyonce.
Cute. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not that cute. But
no.
If you want to feel like Beyonce, or not really like Beyonce, Beyonce's friend, take a pic anywhere, and everybody takes your picture. Well, you just feel like a celebrity if you take one of these animals.
Take a pic.
People take your picture everywhere.
Yeah, but not a hog. You're talking about a piglet or small pig.
No, not a hog. Probably not a hog.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what a hog is, really.
It's a big pig.
But it doesn't sound as cute as a pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the funniest quote, speaking of the pig, is I went to the Four Seasons in Boston.
With the pig, yeah.
And I'm with the pig. It's really a posh place. And I had the pig in a stroller until we got to the table. So I zipped it up. I zipped up the stroller, but you couldn't really see it's a pig. And I'm walking past this sort of Lily Pulitzer type elegant woman. And she said, "Oh my God, your baby's oinking."
Nicely put, though, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I asked the waiter, "Have you ever had a pig here before?" And he said, "Not on four legs."
Nothing like hip weight staff in these situations. Yeah. They're pretty good. Probably better than museum guards and that sort of thing. I mean, did anyone just point out flat, say, you know, this is ridiculous, get out of here, you can't do this?
With only, there is a restaurant at the Mercer Hotel where I took my snake. And he said, "Not with that." I said, "But I have a letter." He said, "I know you do, but not with that." I think he just didn't like snakes, which way I understand.
Yeah.
No, nobody. That's yeah. Only at the Mercer Hotel. And I told that story to somebody, and they said, "Then that's where I'm eating."
Well, you took your snake shopping for a wallet, a matching wallet?
I went to Chanel. I took it to Tiffany. I went to Chanel. And I said, "I need it. I'm going to a wedding, and I need something, an accessory that will match my snake." And so first the guy that I approached said, "You know, I kind of have a thing about snakes, so I'm going to give you somebody else." That's the way you'd say, "I really don't like bread pudding. I'm going to skip dessert." And so he gave me somebody else who was just loved it. And he said, "I know just the thing." And he showed me a python bag. And he suggested I get it in yellow because red would make the snake look dull. So it was $9,000. It did look pretty good.
Yeah, it should at that price.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you happen to know all these people with animals, though? Is that little? Do you live in Brooklyn, or where does that happen?
Brooklyn. Well, that was the hard part. I mean, yeah. It's just like a kind of a friend of a friend of a friend thing. Hmm. I have a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who father has like a compound in upstate New York, and they have everything. They had cheetahs and animals I never heard of, like a binturong, but she didn't let me take it. So the snake came from a friend. Other than that, it was people I didn't know.
Yeah. I like the turkey a lot, of all these animals.
The turkey was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, the turkey was a royal palm, and it was hard to take. I mean, I left like a down quilt all over New York, I think.
Yeah, but when you're in the deli with it, I love that scene.
And then we were outside walking to the deli. There was a restaurant called Chicks. So the owner of the restaurant comes out and he goes, "Could I take a picture of the turkey?" I said, "Sure, yeah." "I won't use a flash." I said, "Use a flash, it's fine." And he said, "Will it be offended that my restaurant is called Chicks?"
Cute. That's very cute. But it must have been pretty pooped by the time it got in the deli because it's kind of sprawled out.
Oh, yeah, it was lying around, like I said in the piece, just like it was like kind of had a beer and was watching TV on the sofa. And then I wanted to take it to yoga. And the turkey's handler said it was too stressed. And I said, "Too stressed for yoga?" And so we went back to the farm.
Turkey yoga would be good.
Now, yeah. I just got a notice yesterday.
Yes.
For jury duty, and I so wish I was still doing the piece because I could take a skunk.
Why don't you do it? You got the letter.
I do have the ladder, yeah, yeah. But I got to find the skunk. Do you know, you're in Wisconsin, you must know a skunk.
I have more than one.
I have no offense.
Yeah, you got to make sure they've been done, you know.
Oh, no, you don't. Not if you want to go to, don't get out of jury duty.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point, actually. I don't know what I was thinking of. And now, and when you took the alpaca on Amtrak train, did you have to pay for a seat for the alpaca, or is it like if it sits in your lap?
No, it's like the great thing is you can take all these things free.
Yeah.
I went to Hudson, New York, and I bought a ticket. No, I didn't buy a ticket. I was about to buy a ticket from Hudson to Niagara Falls, but the alpaca owner didn't want the alpaca to travel,
oh,
or travel with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we never went.
Oh, so
but we could have gone, and that's the important part.
Yeah. But, like, if you take one of these animals on a plane, you're like a celebrity.
They loved it. I mean,
yeah,
we got to board first, and
with a snake? Was this a snake?
No, this was the pig.
Oh, the pig.
People came up, and they said, "You've made my day." We were sitting in back of a couple that kept kissing, and every time the couple would kiss, the pig would oink. And the thing about pigs is they're really pigs. They eat all day long.
Yeah.
So I was told, like, if they come around with snacks, don't take them. But the pig could hear every time someone would open the chips, the pig would kind of oink in there. Love.
Yeah.
The stewardess was so excited that she came out to where we were sitting down before we went on the plane. She said, "I really hope you're in my spaceship." We were.
Yeah. And didn't the little pig get wings on him?
The pig got wings.
Yeah.
That's little cute. Wings.
But it didn't get to go up to the cockpit and see the pilots and all.
Yeah, of course it did.
It did?
Well, we went to the cockpit. We have lots of pictures with the pilots and the stewardesses.
Was this in flight? Well...
No.
Oh, okay.
We'd love to be on a
flight with you and your emotional support.
I know I wouldn't either, but everyone else did. I wouldn't want to be. You don't even, want peanuts on a plane, and then they let you pick. You take a pick.
Yeah, it's a little bit inconsistent. I don't know, but you got a lot of blowback on this, as we say these days. Blowback is a big thing, right? From people who actually need them, and people who have support animals, both.
Yeah, a lot of people. See, the same thing is, even though I don't really like animals, I ended up on the side of animals, on the side of rights, because I was really exposing the fraud by doing the fraud.
Oh, I see.
But some people didn't get that subtly, so I did get a little blowback.
Yeah, and people who need support animals in their everyday life, they didn't care for it as well.
Well, then all the people that didn't want me to blow their cover, because they were, I have lots of friends who take their animals on planes.
Oh, you do, yeah. And the restaurant thing, I mean, in Paris, obviously, there's dogs in restaurants, and that's weird.
Right,
but
that's the argument. Isn't it charming, and dogs can go everywhere?
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know. I mean, they're not going to be able to go. I don't know what the airlines are going to do, because if all of the airplanes have dogs, they're going to have yards or something. I don't know. Or dog restrooms or something.
Yeah, something like that. Patricia, I want to say this was great. I love this is an instant classic New Yorker piece, I think.
Thank you.
Dorothy Parker is proud of you somewhere.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, fantastic. It was very nice talking to you. You have a book coming out. Can we mention that, or is it not ready for mentioning
yet? I do.
Yes.
What's it called again?
I'm Not Stupid or something like that?
Let's Be Less Stupid. It's
let's
about
be less...
my brain and trying to get smarter.
Trying to get smarter. And that'll be out this summer. Can we have you back again when that comes out?
I would love to.
Okay, thanks. Patricia Marks, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City. Where else is she going to be from?